Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
And welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the 14th of November, Saturday the 14th. I trust that everyone survived Friday the 13th. Yesterday, I know Lady Liberty and I were thinking, boy, 12 inches of wet snow, tractor stuck, using winches, four-wheel drives. I thought, this is Friday the 13th. No, I'm just kidding. We're not superstitious, but... We just had a little bit of fun with that. But hopefully you guys had a blessed, safe week. And if you've been listening for, if you've been listening to the morning commute, I've been trying to get this out. And it's probably actually more appropriate. You know, this is covered on the Saturday show because we usually just hit things a little heavier stuff on Saturday and especially the podcast on Sunday evening. But what's happening right now, geopolitically and sociopolitically, with the turmoil surrounding the elections and this great reset. This is a great reset where the globalists, those who are anti-Christ in the world, world leaders, and those who are trying to take power and of the United States to destroy it, really are covered with an anti-Christ spirit. They are prancing around right now in a victory, prematurely, by the way, victory over this latest election, claiming to have attained victory. And, of course, it's not true. This is something that we were talking about. It's just astounding to watch the deception, the twisted thinking, the failed logic, and the just distorted rationale of the people that are actually in official positions, and people that we've, you know, should be able to trust. Your news media, that's where you go for what's happening in the world to, you know, tell us what's going on, help us to make sense of it, or telling you there's no evidence at all of voter fraud. They're lying right to our faces. They're the same people that tell us we need to lock down because of this, because COVID second wave. Oh, it's getting worse. It's getting bad, and we're just, you know, numbers are going up. Of course, numbers are going up because they're testing everybody. I mean, just testing people. Elon Musk said, I got tested 4 times in one day. 2 times I was told I was positive. 2 times I was told I was negative. The people that we know who have gotten the Communist Chinese Party virus said they, matter of fact, we're wondering if we actually got it. Lady Liberty and I were talking about this last week. We were feeling really run down. No, it was like, 2 weeks ago? Feeling kind of run down, kind of achy. And so we were, you know, had been listening to the symptoms of what people had listed as symptoms, and that's where we're feeling, this achy body, joint, kind of the flu-like feeling. Both of us had a cough, not bad, but just kind of a slight cough, headache. And maybe we got it. We're hoping so we can just build up the antibodies to it and, you know, move on, which we've actually pretty much moved on anyway, just like the flu every year. But those who have had those exact same symptoms and had been tested and had been shown that they were positive for the Communist Chinese Party virus, they're fine. Felt a little kind of run down. Some people do better than others with the flu. Much, you know, and of course it makes sense. The folks that get this, they're going to vary. Some people, I had a hard time. 2 weeks, man, it was 2 weeks. I couldn't shake it. And I was just, but now I'm better. But everybody else is, I'm fine, great. The same number of people who are succumbing to this and dying is the same percentage as the flu. Matter of fact, it's amazing how few flu deaths we've had now. But no, these people have been caught too many times lying to us. Got off a little bit on track there. I didn't really want to talk about the COVID thing, but except this. The same people that are telling us how important it is that we don't have Thanksgiving are the same people that are telling us there is no voter fraud. They're also the same people that are telling us there's like 75 genders now. They're the same people that have been telling us that there's something wrong with you if you don't want homosexual textbooks in your children's classrooms. There's something wrong with you if you don't want to just blow our borders wide open and let people come across and get on welfare to get something for nothing in return and to be protected, and who do not want to assimilate and become American citizens. So those are the people that are telling you there's something wrong with you if you think maybe homeschooling your children might be the best thing to get them out of the public schools. There's something wrong with you if you think there's that your child sitting in the lap of a man dressed as a woman, a cross-dressing man, reading a story about homosexuality to your children in the public library, that if you're not okay with that, there's something wrong with you. Someone who does not want a candidate who is endorsed by Muslim terrorists like Hamas. If you don't want a candidate running a president to run your country who is also endorsed by the communist Chinese government and the American Communist Party. If you don't want someone endorsed by the communists, there's something wrong with you. You're the one with the problem. If you don't want to pay taxes on nothingness in the name of saving the environment by paying for your carbon footprint because it's absolute lunacy, and you don't want to subject your nation, the greatest nation on earth, you don't want it to bow down to a globalist controlling entity that wants to tax you for your carbon footprint, and there's something wrong with you if you're opposed to that. If you don't think there's something wrong with people burning down the streets and running our police, sending our police on the run with their tails between their legs, abandoning a police precinct, and the mayors and the governors doing absolutely nothing, if not pretending not to know about it, and when they refuse to act like the adults and the elected officials that they supposedly are and put a stop to it and bring restore order to the streets, and the president says, if you won't restore order to this insurrection, then I will. And they act offended and put out, hey, he would dare use military against our civilian people in our democracy. If you have a problem with the president intervening to deal with an insurgency and an insurrection, you are the ones that these people are saying is the problem. If you voted for President Trump, you are the problem. These are the same people that are telling you there is no voter fraud. These are also the same people that, when President Trump recognizes what's happening, he starts strategically. We're talking about a very strategic individual here. President Trump is one of the most strategic leaders I have ever known or known of. So those who should have been purged long ago, and they were allowed to sit inside of our government, enemies, domestic enemies within our own system and within our own government, undermining the executive branch of our government. When he does finally does the right thing and gets these people out of here. There's more that need to go. This wolf guy in sheep's clothing, this temporary acting Secretary of Homeland Security wolf, he's got to go. He is part of the insurgency. He's part of the insurrection. So here's the headlines. Yahoo News. Trump's new Pentagon sets up clash over Afghanistan pullout. Microsoft Network. Trump's firings at the Pentagon put our national security at risk. Let me stop right there. He is actually not placing our national security at risk. These communists being in charge of our country are what places our nation at risk. This president is doing everything. He's doing all the right things to maintain the republic and the rule of law and to ensure that if there is an election, and even if he does lose, it's fair and square, which is what they're trying to say. They're lying right to our faces by telling us this. He knows what's happening. They're actually saying Pentagon upheaval in Trump's final weeks in office. They're not his final weeks. They're his final years. He's only got 4 years left. Talk grows of Trump firings at the Pentagon. Talk is picking up that President Trump could fire members of his cabinet, including Defense Secretary Mike Esper. These guys are a little behind the times. That's already happened. Trump loyalists promoted to powerful Pentagon roles after sacking Esper. So this is what they're saying right now. Now, to get a pretty good idea of what's going on here, I like to follow foreign policy. Foreign policy is they're globalists. They're anti-Americans. They're globalists, socialists, communists. They're all members of like the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. They're all interwoven together. And they pose as some type of authoritative think tank on foreign policy. What's the best foreign policy we should be adapting and adopting for the United States? And they've put a lot of emphasis on, well, foreign diplomacy, foreign policy, and military policy. So this is what they write. Now, they're correct in identifying whose heads have been chopped so far and who has been pulled back in. But it's interesting to see how these guys are assessing what danger. And actually, there's others that are saying that President Trump has placed, matter of fact, he should be cut off sooner rather than later because he's so dangerous right now. He actually has access to our secrets, our national secrets. And so maybe we should isolate him now. It's basically a soft coup to basically just kind of cage him into a corner where he can't do anything between. But he's still the president of the United States. And these people that are doing this need to go to prison. People that are angling and working on how to prevent him from executing his job. So foreign policy, basically, they're quoting a former and a senior intelligence officer who served under Trump, said of the recent spate of firings, it's embarrassing for the United States. No, he is actually doing the exact right thing. And it's an embarrassment that this has taken this long before we've had a president with the boldness and the courage to do these kind of things. He's introduced Anthony Tata, a 38-year retired general, a Trump loyalist, conspiracy theorist, and former Fox News contributor, was appointed to serve as an interim role as the number two official in the Pentagon's powerful policy shop. They love throwing in the conspiracy theorist here. Like, you know, if there was corruption with our ballot and voting system, well, that's right-wing conspiracy theorist theory. If you think there was damaging stuff related to the Chinese on Joe Biden's son's laptop, well, that's a debunked right-wing conspiracy theory, which is furthest thing from the truth. But this Anthony Tata, he's awesome. Withdrawn, let's see. He's the number two official in the Pentagon's powerful policy shop after his nomination to the undersecretary role was withdrawn over conspiratorial and Islamophobic comments. These are absolutely globalists behind this. This guy, Anthony Tata, is awesome. Awesome. He's a patriot. And that's the kind of people that he's surrounding himself with right now. The other one is Miller. There's another one, Miller. This guy is, he's one of the horsemen. You guys remember the movie 12 Strong? That Christopher Miller is one of the commanders involved in that whole thing. He's one of the ones that he's the one that inspired that movie. He's one of the officers that inspired that, you know, the horse soldiers. The 5th Special Forces Group went into Afghanistan right after 9/11. And, that's Christopher Miller, very highly respected, a former Special Forces officer, working in counterterrorism and counterinsurgency. He knows what's going on here up against this president. The president is surrounding himself with the right people, and this is just absolutely awesome. So he's now the acting Secretary of Defense. The right people. You know why? These people are already talking about overthrowing him, removing him by force, appealing to the international community because Trump won't leave because there's no collusion, even though there's evidence of it daily coming out. So they're preparing for war. There really actually could be conflict. There's division in the military. They're talking about forcibly removing our president. They are burying evidence that shows clear evidence that shows proof of voter fraud and election fraud with this new system. Dominion, this company was voting electronic voting service called Dominion. Isn't that strange? How many people are tied to it? And it goes back to Soros. But all the usual suspects, all the big names, they're all tied to this in one way or another. They took major campaign donations from, or somehow or another, all the leftists and globalists are tied in with this electronic voting software company called Dominion. Antichrist globalist anti-Americans using a company to establish their own king, insert their own leader into the most powerful nation in the world, and it's called Dominion. That's a biblical word. Dominion is the principality of angels. Did you know that? Dominion. That's what Dominion is. And here's a company called Dominion who are acting like God to place leaders in powerful positions in the highest places in earthly kingdoms and world leadership, trying to put Biden, or I should say Kamala Harris, into that position, and lying. And the media, they're complicit, telling you, looking you right in your face, saying there's it's a lie. So the chances are very high there is a war coming to the United States. All the indicators are there. I mean, from a casual observer, a student of history, a former military person, someone who understands, I'm talking about me, somebody who understands generally the intelligence process, the analysis of internal conflict, and the study of insurgencies and insurrections, and there's different ways that they can go. But the bottom line is the people will be affected. And yesterday I was saying, we're going to talk tomorrow about how to prepare for war. What does that mean? And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back in segment 2 of The Voice of the American Redoubt. How does it affect you? Some things you can do, practical. I'm going to point you in a couple directions. You got a little bit of homework to do. But this segment was brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfront Suites on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. It's about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Patreon-owned business. Check them out at riverfrontsuites.com. I got all kinds of stuff in my head right now. So, okay, stay right there. We'll be back in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Minutemen Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom, liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minutemen Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you've ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com, minutemencoffee.com.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
All right, welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. Segment two, broadcasting from the free zones. We're broadcasting from an undisclosed location this morning. And hopefully you guys are having a blessed week. We are on 96.5 FM and the AM dial at 6:30 AM. And then also the live streaming audience. So, and you can find our all of our archive shows at Podbean. That's radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. Okay, so how to prepare for war? This is basically a primer because there's such a high probability of conflict, an increase in armed conflict here. First of all, this is going to be such an asymmetrical war, fourth generation warfare. It's not your standard traditional, what you think of as conventional war. Information is going to be super critical. First of all, have the ability to be able to communicate with others in your network for mutual support. Okay, so you can share information and news as quickly as possible, and hopefully as accurate and timely as possible. But as you know, they want to. There are several social media platforms, from Zello, the walkie-talkie app, to Twitter and Instagram, all of these other types of Facebook and so on, that essentially are helping with the deep state. And they have deplatformed here in the last month conservative groups. They have completely wiped out their accounts. All of the militias, one day everybody started saying, hey, what happened to my Facebook page is gone. Is yours? Yeah. So anybody who's members of these type of groups, and it could just be Trump, it could just be Truth in Elections type of organization, and boom, they're deplatforming them. People are, their account's gone. The group that they were in is gone. And a lot of times their own account is gone. So there's some alternatives. I told you to have your pen and paper handy. One's called Parler, and another one's MeWe, or Mew, however you want to pronounce it. Parler is P-A-R-L-E-R. And MeWe is basically kind of like Twitter. And those are two main alternatives right now that are not backed by these big tech giants that are, you know, rubbing elbows with the Bidens and those types. Now, for your personal preparedness, man, we've been saying it. Prepare for it like you would any other disaster. But there's a couple lessons that I want. Here's your reading assignment. I want you to actually, and do, before I do this, when you start doing your internet searches from now on, DuckDuckGo, I guess, is sold out. They've kind of been the ones to use that don't track your search history and things like that. Well, I guess they've sold out. Apparently, so I heard from some patriots this week that there were some tech IT type people have been doing some research, and there's a new one, Yippy. It's YIPPY.com, Yippy.com. Anonymous, safe searches on the internet that does not track your search history and your IP address and all that kind of stuff. So when you start looking for these things, use Yippy.com. Now, I want you to do some research on three different things. First of all, go to James Rawls' blog, survival blog. Okay, and prepping 2.0 is great for like taking your preps to the next level. But, man, we've had so many people contact us saying, I don't even know where to begin. There's a lot of folks that have just kind of recently woken up to all of this. They're kind of in panic mode. Remember, fear is not of the Lord. Don't panic. Just take rational steps and think clearly to what do I need? Food, water, shelter. Okay. So some things that will help you with that so you can be self-reliant is James Rawls at survivalblog.com. Go to survivalblog.com. And we're going to have to expand on this, obviously, much more, like in tomorrow night's podcast as well. We'll pick up where we left off, okay? So don't worry. There's a lot more to cover than I have time for here. James Walls at Survival Blog, I want you to type in list of lists. This is an excellent starting point to help organize your lists of various different things and break them down into different manageable categories. Now, your homework is using Yippee. Do an internet search for a couple of different things. One, the surviving, you can put in SHTF or survival, comma, but put in the Bosnian War. And another great one, you can add another word is Selco, S-E-L-C-O, which is the name of one of the individuals who has written quite a bit about it, about surviving in Bosnia. And there are so many lessons learned there if I would have known my country was going to be descending into war, I wish I would have known this and had prepared and stored up on this. Learn from the people that have been there. So do a yippee.com search for the Bosnian War survival and type in Selco. And the other one is Venezuela, Lessons Learned, Survival, Venezuela. Those two countries, so many people recently have written their own personal accounts, survival stories, and lessons learned there that you need to start thinking about and that you can apply to your life right now. So there's your homework assignment. We're out of time, but you guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. See you right here or at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast. You guys stay safe and God bless. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.